AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel and the U.S. are winning the war in Iran.
Iran's air defenses have been rendered useless. Their navy is lying at the bottom of the sea. Today we hit the other part of their navy in the Caspian Sea. Their air force is nearly destroyed. Iran's command and control structure is in utter chaos.
Iran has intensified its attacks on oil and gas facilities around the Gulf, dramatically raising the stakes. Netanyahu says Israel will hold off on any further attacks on Iran's giant natural gas field at President Trump's request. Oil prices are higher. At the close, the stock market is lower. The government wants to spend more to fight Iran. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
An AP source says the Pentagon is seeking $200 billion in extra funds for the Iran war. It's an extraordinary amount, and while Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth is not confirming the figure,
it takes money to kill bad guys.
At the White House,
that's a small price to pay to make sure that we stay tippy-top.
The president bills it as necessary, not just for the war, but to deal with a volatile world. Congressional approval is not a given, even with GOP majorities. Chuck Schumer and Democrats are a hard no.
$200 billion so Donald Trump can go to war with Iran is preposterous, unacceptable.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The AP's Byron Tao reports, in the middle of the war, the State Department is understaffed, demoralized, and struggling to carry out its basic functions.
More than 4,000 employees have left the department since the beginning of 2025. And interviews with officials say that these losses are having a profound impact on the department's ability to deliver services to American citizens and to advise policymakers in the midst of what is a growing war in the Middle East.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. This is the 34th day of the shutdown at the Department of Homeland Security, and it means big lines for people flying to spring break.
And continues to strain TSA staffing. It's the third shutdown in less than a year to leave TSA workers temporarily without pay. Wait times at airports are fluctuating and can change quickly even within the same airport. In Atlanta, passengers have waited up to 2 hours, while airports in Austin and New Orleans have urged travelers to arrive as much as 3 hours early. Flying earlier in the day, arriving early, and having backup plans in place can improve a traveler's chances of making their flight. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In men's college basketball, Nebraska gets its long-awaited first March Madness win, beating Troy. Xavier Edmonds converted a layup with 4.3 seconds left. Number 9 seed TCU held off a furious rally by 8 seed Ohio State for a 66-64 victory. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, No BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.